did me head in. It seemed like years at the time, it seemed to go on forever. I'll tell you what though, the one who were rate nights, called Chelsea, yeah that were her name. She rate small though, she were even smaller than me. She was used to wear all that latest market clobber, you know, logo jumper, gold rings and that. I used to think it were rate cool at the time, I guess we all did. Thing is, she's giving me a rate hard time. Her and her mate, Donna. We had shitty football shirts that didn't even belong to a friggin' football team. She was wearing rate tight leggings and all, which made her legs look like tree trunks. Cause she were a big lass, you see. I never went in for that. Cause they always looked rate hard, like they had something to prove or something. Footy one night, I could have played for Wednesday me, you know, but I guess me face didn't fit, never mind. That walk up home, up Middlewood Road, it just seemed to go on for miles. I remember cause my legs were always aching. As I walked past that bus stop, you know that one what stinks of piss, that Donna jumps at, nicks me footy, and fucked off up road with Chelsea, bitch. They've never bothered with me before, so why not? I just thought they'd give me my ball back. They ran up to the park, I followed them cause I can remember them lights dazzling me. Street lights, you know, with that orange circle you get round them. I followed them up to the park, it was pitch black, I couldn't see fuck all. I don't know why I did it, I think I thought I were in with a chance with that Chelsea. Then Donna shouts, come and get your ball. I ran up as fast as I could, I was gonna get that ball. But then I tripped or something, and it was like slow motion, I just fell down. How am I gonna explain these bruises and that? He's gonna know something, so he always does. I felt my heart pounding as I walked up to the front door. Thing is, I never told my dad what happened that night. I thought it would best not to, he'd been a bit stressed, especially with my mum and that. I still go up and see him sometimes. I still see them two and all. I don't even think they recognise me. But I can look them straight in the eyes now. I'm not scared. They'll be doing same old shit forever. You know, two kids, divorce, watching male strippers in Beelywood every other fucking Friday night when the gyro comes. But I'm not doing that stuff, me. I'm happy. I've got a girlfriend, I've even got a band. I'm out of that shit. Thank fuck I didn't marry that Chelsea.